So, Ben, first of all then, 0-0 against Brentford. Thoughts on the performance tonight?
I thought we had a couple of sort of good chances which we could have won. They were a good team. I thought, in a way, they posed sort of a bigger threat than Wolves. They're very attacking and tried to get at us, but I thought we went toe-to-toe with them and in the end we could have nicked it.
Made for quite an open game, didn't it, given the fact that they were leaving so many men up from corners, etc.?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I was quite surprised, really. I was trying to sort of get myself in the box, and Bro was trying to get himself in the box. But whenever we ran into the box, someone ran out the box and pushed us back a bit. They're a very attacking team. They've got a big budget for this division and put a lot of money into the sort of players they've got up front. So, yeah, it was a tough test for us, but one we sort of went toe-to-toe with them, and I thought we could have and maybe should have won the game.
Donaldson, he's a menace, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's a handful, yeah. He's quick, so you can't really, you have to get tight to him. But I thought Judge, Donaldson, even Forshaw dropping in, and Trotter, probably as good as you're going to play against in this league. And to get a clean sheet against them, we're delighted.
And another clean sheet on what is an excellent run of shutouts. And how proud are the group of players here of that record?
Yeah, we've sort of, the way we go about things, we set up sort of from the front to the back to keep a clean sheet. And it's not just the marking goal and the back four, it's all the lads that... The two wide men, Flinney and Murph's, tucked in really well again tonight, and just down to hard work more than anything. And if you can keep a clean sheet, then you've got a chance of winning the game.
Where does this leave you then in respect of the playoffs?
Still in there. Another big game, Leighton Orient and then Rotherham. If we can win both of them, then all of a sudden we're back on. We keep sort of saying we've got a chance, but then I think these sort of performances tonight are the ones that we could look towards next year, really, and the run we've been on, we can prove we can do it and win 10 games. But I think the sort of the start we had up until Christmas, January time, probably left us a little bit short, but you never know in football.
Because all it takes is Colchester to get one over on Peterborough tomorrow night, and all of a sudden the opportunity is there.
Yeah, it's definitely there for us with the players we've got and the talent in the squad, the togetherness of the squad. There's every chance. It just says everything about the run we've been on, really, for the last couple of months, for us to be even talking about playoffs. So, but like you said, you never say never in football. Look at the FA Cup.
Exactly. Do I detect when you're saying we next year, that we could involve you?
Hopefully, yeah. So we'll have to see. Sort of, Gaffer's not really sort of sat down with anyone next year, so it's a case of just getting some games in, and hopefully, fingers crossed, I can be here next year.
So there's a double carrot, really, isn't there? You may get into the playoffs, but you're all really playing to play at Wembley right now in the next two games.
Yeah, like I said, if we could play everyone, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? But people do get left out. And like I said, the Gaffer's got a nice group of lads here, a good group of boys. And whoever does get left out will be cheering on the 11. So it's a great occasion for us to look forward to. And sort of performances like tonight will take us in there full of confidence.
It's kind of a cliched thing to say, but as you will perhaps gather... That type of performance 3 months ago, the Blades would have probably lost that game, but today you've hung in there and perhaps could have nicked something in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, the lads were saying that, that last year that'd be the sort of game they lost. We were disappointed with the goals on Saturday, and we've said sort of we wanted to keep a clean sheet tonight and give us a chance, and we've had some really good chances. If you played a video back and looked at the chances we've had some really good chances, but on another day we could have won the game. But there you go.
On many occasions we speak to players and they're not happy with the referee, but I mean, what did you make of the whole incident that ultimately resulted in the red card being chalked off and the penalty chalked off?
Yeah, it was a sort of, as soon as he gave the penalty, I knew he was going to give the red card, so I've just run over to him and just sort of said, ref, the linesman was right by it, ask him, see what he goes and says. And to be fair to the linesman stuck up to his guns and said he got the ball and he should overchange the decision. And they got there in the end. It was the right decision. And I know they weren't happy, but the right decision was given in the end.
And players grow to respect that, don't they? It all gets heated. Everyone's got to say sometimes. But when a referee does make that decision, does it give you and the players a bit more respect for the referee?
Yeah, it does, yeah. I also think sort of the 10,000, 15,000 Blades fans sort of behind the goal in the stand right by the linesman helped as well. I think everyone could see that he'd got the ball and the ref had made a bad decision. And fair play to the linesman and the ref for overturning it.